Now, the Irish Water Haulage Association is demanding urgent government action to tackle what it calls spiralling insurance costs, warning that soaring premiums are forcing small businesses across rural Ireland to shut down, crippling rural Ireland, and that hauliers feel helpless as insurance costs continue to rise across the board. Ger Hyland is president of the IRHA, is with me on the line. Ger, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you're submitting proposals to the Department of Finance. There's a new insurance action plan consultation. This is for 2025 to 2029. And you're saying employer liability and public liability, they're threatening the viability of businesses.
They are, yeah. Our members are feeding back into us that their insurance costs are all on the way up again. We're facing, some of us are facing a 10% increase in costs. And, you know, the Insurance Resolution Board really has been a game changer over the last few years. It's resolving personal injury cases outside of the courts. The cost of insurance claims have come down, but the cost of insurance is going up. Some of our insurance companies are working on a profit margin of 13%. The industry norm across Europe is around 5%. So, you know, really and truly, government have to bring in the insurance companies and ask them to explain themselves. The government have done great work on insurance over the last couple of years, and we really need to start seeing it in premiums. Our premiums should be coming down.
But they're not. They're going the other way.
They're not. Yeah. Yeah. They're going the other way. And like, insurance fraud, they reckon, is running at about 200 million in Ireland a year. Any person who's caught bringing a fraudulent case to court really needs to be prosecuted.
To try and deter and bring that number down, because we're all paying for that 200 million to people who get insurance.
Absolutely, we're all paying for that 200 million. And there has been a few cases where insurance companies have followed litigants that have been deemed to have had a fraudulent claim, but nowhere near enough.
The insurance companies
are inclined as well to settle some of the smaller cases sooner than run the gauntlet of the courts. There is solicitor firms out there at the present time, and legal firms out there at the present time. Some of them are encouraging litigants to take the case to court.
Yeah.
And
George, can I ask you, is price gouging. You heard a presentation by an insurance broker at your recent conference, and he said something about psychological damage claims. What's that in relation to?
Absolutely. Psychological damage claims has risen from 1 in 20 to 1 in 4 now. It has become the new whiplash.
People are claiming that they're suffering PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, after a crash, and the level of that has jumped from 1 in 20 cases 4 years ago to 1 in 4 cases last year.
That's correct. 1 in 20 cases in 2021 to 1 in 4 by 2024. And, you know, anybody who is deemed to have brought a fraudulent claim, this needs to be dealt with. And so does some of the legal firms that are encouraging people to work outside the Injuries Resolution Board. It has to be looked at. Some of the costs of the legal firms can be up to 3 times what the injured person gets.
Yeah, so that needs to be looked at as well. Are you saying that insurance companies need to fight cases, that they need to, like, at the moment, are they taking the easy way out? They're saying, look, we won't bother with the legal fees. We'll just settle this case and add a couple extra euro onto every premium, and sure, the policyholders will pay and we'll be able to keep our bottom line going.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's a very easy thing to settle a case there for 10 or 15,000 because if you take that into court, the legal fees on that can be up to 40 or 50,000.
And therein goes the merry-go-round. More small cases, more claim, more settlements, because of fear of costing you more than the payout would.
Absolutely. And we're nearly at the stage now that our small local festivals, our local GA clubs, they can hardly stay going with the cost of insurance.
Yeah, and your members are feeling it as well in terms of the insurance you have to take out.
Absolutely, we're feeling it. Like we're seeing our insurance premiums rising again. And there's only one place that's going to end up, and that's in the shopping basket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure, because you're delivering the goods around the country. Ger, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for giving us your view on that this morning. That's Ger Hyland there of the Irish Road Haulers Association, talking about what they're hoping to do, their submission to the government's consultation programme for insurance, the action plan to try and get premiums down over the next number of years, and that incidence that they've spotted, that 1 in 20 cases of psychological damage as part of claims is now 1 in 4 cases. Psychological damage and awards for psychological damage gone way up, and they feel that this is the new whiplash. It's just been thrown in there to increase the money, increase the cost, and who ends up paying for it? Well, the businesses and everyone else who takes out an insurance premium in this country. If you have a view on that, if you've had an insurance premium either go up or down in recent times, let us know about here on Kerry Today.